This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. All right, breaking update on the coronavirus pandemic. We know the kill rate. We know the mortality rate, and it's between 15 and 17%. We now have three data points on this, which I will explain here. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Read my articles at naturalnews.com and listen to my podcast at the HR Report channel on Brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative for free speech, Brighteon.com. All right, the first data point is the Lancet study that came out now roughly 10 days ago. It was kind of an early study. The criticism of that study, which found a 15% mortality rate and an 83% infection rate among those who are exposed, the criticism was that the sample size was small. And it was. It was an early study, so it only dealt with a relatively small number of patients. So we began to look for more pieces of evidence. What is the kill rate here? What's the death rate? Well, the Chinese government says it's 2.1%, because that's what's found in the numbers that they're fudging and putting out there. And the WHO says that China should be celebrated for its transparency over all this. So the WHO says, yeah, China's telling the truth. It must be 2.1%. But we know that's not the case for these other reasons. Reason number two is, remember when China leaked that second set of data that showed 153,000 infections and, what was it, 24,800 something deaths, a little bit under 25,000. That was China accidentally letting the real numbers slip. They have two databases. One database is the real numbers, and another database is the fake numbers that they put out to the public. Well, the real numbers, the real database, if you do the math on 153,000, and the what percentage is roughly 25,000, comes out to 16% fatality or mortality. So those numbers showed a 16% mortality rate recorded by the Chinese government, accidentally leaked for a few minutes. So that's point number two. Point number three takes a little more effort to get into. Now, I have detailed this in an article with all the math and all the formulas and everything at naturalnews.com. And you should go there and take a look at this because all the numbers are laid out for you. But it's very simple. The Chinese government had a press conference and they had a Dr. Wang come out and try to spin some good news. And the good news from Dr. Wang was rather fascinating. The good news was that 6% of the people are surviving serious conditions of this infection, and 1% are surviving critical conditions. Now, to understand this, you got to understand the three basic conditions that people can get into with this virus. You've got mild, serious, and critical. Now, mild is what, according to the WHO, 82% of the people have mild infections. They don't die. Some of them have no symptoms, you know, but anyway, mild is 82%. So that's roughly 4 out of 5 people. So right off the top, I guess the good news is 4 out of 5 people easily survive this with mild conditions. However, once you go into a serious status, your survival rate plummets to 6%, which means, of course, 94% of those people don't recover, i.e., they expire. And then if you get into critical mode, your chances of survival drop to 1%, which means, of course, 99% death rate. Because, of course, I even hate to mention this without sounding condescending, but percentages have to add up to 100. So, and I know we live in a world where people can't do math anymore, but trust me on that point. If 1% recover, and that means 99% don't, okay? And that means they're dead. So now, you might wonder, let's do the math here on all these different proportions. If we have 100% survival rate among 82% of the people, and then we have a 6% survival rate among those in serious condition, and we have a 1% survival rate among those in critical condition, and we know that the mild cases are 82% And we know that the serious plus the critical together are 18%, because, right, 100 minus 82 is 18. And we're going to take just one guess here. We're going to say that out of that 18%, we're going to guess that maybe 14 out of the 18 are serious and 4 out of the 18 are critical. So that's the only educated guess we are taking here. If you do all that math and put it together, guess what it comes out to? It comes out to a total mortality rate of 17 out of 100 people. So 17%. So when you compare that to the 15% found in the Lancet journal and the 16% calculated from the Chinese government's accidentally leaked real data, now you have the 17%, which is effectively admitted by Dr. Wang in a Chinese press conference, supported by data from the WHO that claims 82% or 4 out of 5 have only mild symptoms. Now we have three data points that all agree on a very narrow range of mortality, and that's 15 to 17%. There you go. So that means 15 to 17 out of 100 people who get this are probably going to die. That's a very high mortality rate, especially when considering that the other people, the survivors of this, they are spreaders. So they tend to spread the virus. They are carriers. Many of them are symptomless carriers, and they will continue to spread it to other people. So you've got, you know, essentially basically 83 survivors out of 100 and 17 roughly dead people out of 100. And the 83 are spreading the virus to other groups of hundreds that will have a similar ratio. Now, again, what's critical about this is based on data released by China and the WHO. So now let's get into the CDC. The CDC says, because we're going to ask the big question, how could this impact the United States of America? The CDC says that there are 35.5 million people every year who get the flu. And they also say that if it wasn't for the flu vaccine, there'd be at least a 50% increase, or really they say a 40 to 60% increase. So if you add another 50% to that, you get roughly in the range of like 53 million, something like that, 52 million Americans, roughly speaking, that get the flu every year. Now, the flu has an R-naught value between typically 1.4 and 1.6, which means that for every person who has the flu, they will spread it to 1.4 to 1.6 other people. The coronavirus has an R-naught value of somewhere between 2.5 and 4.8. We'll call it 3. Just take kind of a conservative midpoint. That means it's twice as infectious as the seasonal flu. Now you might think, well, that means it's going to infect twice as many people. Not exactly. It's way worse than that because of the exponential compounding of the infection rates. So since one coronavirus person spreads it to three, then by the second generation of the spread, it's the three have spread it to nine, nine have spread it to 27, 27 have spread it to 81, and so on and so forth. If you multiply that over 10 generations of spreading, the R-naught value of 3 results in 1,000 times more infections than an R-naught value of 1.5. So it's way more infectious. But for the purposes of this discussion, let's say that we only get twice as many people infected in America with the coronavirus as would be expected to be infected with the annual influenza, you know, flu virus. So we'll double the 52, 53 million. Let's just round it off at 100 million, which is less than one third of the U.S. population. So we're saying that if this coronavirus breaks containment, begins to replicate out of control, can't be contained by the CDC, and so on, we would expect 100 million Americans to become infected with it. And that's a pretty conservative number, given the R-naught value and the ability of the virus to spread during its incubation period. Plus, using statistics from the CDC and knowing that there's no vaccine currently available, commercially, that is, that could help reduce those numbers. So 100 million Americans get infected in this scenario. How many Americans die? Well, we know the answer to that because of what we covered earlier. 15 to 17 million, right? Because that's the death rate. It's somewhere between 15 and 17%. Now, suppose that you think communists always tell the truth. All right, let's look at this from the communist angle. You think the Chinese government isn't covering anything up. They're all super honest people. which is, of course, absurd. But if you believe them, then it only means 2 million Americans die. Now, if you don't believe the Chinese communist regime, then you're probably realizing it's more like 15 million. Again, in this scenario, if it spreads uncontained. The mainstream media is telling you this is no worse than the flu. The flu kills roughly 35,000 people a year. How does 35,000 compare to, let's say, 15 million? Well, obviously, 15 million is a much bigger number than 35,000, and yet the media is lying to you and saying that this is nothing more than the flu, nothing to worry about, move along. So obviously they can't do the math, which is something I've mentioned many times before. Most mainstream journalists are mathematically illiterate. If they had been good at math, they wouldn't have gone into journalism school. Trust me on that point. The point is, your average journalist they can't even do math at all. They don't know numbers, they don't know science, nothing. And so when they talk to you about this, they don't understand exponential growth. They can't even do algebra. They don't understand microbiology, permutations, genetics, anything, virology. They don't know anything, which is why they sound like idiots every time they talk, Brian Stelter. But the point is, these people know nothing. And so they're telling you this is no worse than the flu. Wait till they start dropping dead. It will be very interesting how they change their reporting, or at least those that are still living. Because again, 4 out of 5 will live, a little over 4 out of 5. And so they will be able to report. Will they still tell you, as, you know, 17% of their colleagues drop dead, will they still tell you this is no big deal? Probably, because they're reading scripts and they're incapable of independent thought. So they'll say whatever they're ordered to say. But that's where we are. So let us hope that this does not break containment in America. Let us hope the CDC does a good job. Let us hope that there are, you know, that Mexico doesn't have this become endemic and that people don't cross the border being infected and all these other scenarios. Let us hope bioterrorists don't get this and then deploy it as a weapon and bring it into the United States. Because if this spreads uncontrolled, it's probably 100 million infected. And based on current numbers, anywhere from 2 million to 17 million dead, depending on who you believe and what numbers are out there. So let us hope that that doesn't happen. I hope these numbers are wrong, but they increasingly appear correct, which means we're facing some really crazy times ahead. Better hunker down. And by the way, the 82 out of 100 that are basically symptomless, or the 83 that survive out of 100, you can bet those are the 83 with the best functioning immune systems. So it might be a time to think about how to have a healthier immune system. I'm just saying, might be a life-saving idea, right? Like, don't get eaten alive by a virus from the inside when you could boost your immune system and do some, you know, low-cost nutritional supplements or herbs, or just eat better, get more sleep, exercise mildly, not overdoing it, stay away from sweaty, dirty gyms, all these things. I actually had to give up Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because I couldn't tumble with dudes anymore because they were so filthy, just full of so many diseases and fragrances from all their laundry detergent and body lotion and crap like that. It was like, I just couldn't, it would screw with me. I had to stop training in BJJ for that very reason. So now I just train in firearms. I don't have to roll around with people on mats to do that. I'm just shooting paper and steel targets outdoors. So it's actually, you know, you got to change your habits too in light of this pandemic. Do things that don't put you in close contact with other people. And just something to think about. And hence, long-range shooting is the ultimate anti-pandemic training regimen. You can, your targets can be 1,000 yards away or longer, and you don't have to touch them. So interesting stuff. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean, foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.